Welcome to the Real Estate Investing Club. This is the place everyday real estate investors gather to share their best stories, biggest insights, and favorite tactics to grow a portfolio of cash flowing properties in today's market. Here's your host, Gabe Peterson.
All right. Good morning, everybody. If it is morning for you when you're listening to this episode, it is a beautifully rainy day here in sunny Seattle, Washington. We're just getting into spring. I am super excited. It's my favorite season of the year. So I hope you guys are having a great day. Today is going to be a good episode because we have Brent Kessler with us from The Money Multiplier. Brent is going to jump into the infinite banking concept with us. I am super excited to have him on. Brent, thank you very much for hopping on the show.
Hey, Gabe. Thanks for having me, man. I'm excited to be here and share with your listeners.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I told you before we got on here, we like to start with stories. We like to hear how people got to where they are. So why don't you take us back to the beginning of your story? How'd you get into infinite banking, and how did you get started in real estate?
Yeah, very good. I'll try to get it pretty quick here. But So the way I got into this is that, so like I was a chiropractor and I owned chiropractic clinics in the Kansas City area. And I went to a chiropractic conference and I heard somebody talk about this thing called the infinite banking concept. And I thought, man, that looks really, really good, but it just seems too good to be true, right? I'm sure you've seen stuff like that where you looked at something, it looks good, but there has to be a catch. Well, that was me. That was back in 2006. And so anyway, I heard this presentation on this concept, thought it was too good to be true. I did nothing. I left that conference. I went back to my chiropractic life and did nothing at all. Go back to another conference about 2 years later. And about 10 or 12 of my colleagues that were at the previous conference with me are now at this conference. And they were kind of ranting and raving. And they were saying, man, isn't this banking concept the most powerful thing ever to build, keep, and create wealth in order to be able to like take your debts, all of those, and get those paid off? And all about keeping the dollars and the money in your family, all without working any harder, changing your cash flow, taking any additional risk, or losing control just by adding one step in your financial life. So I thought to myself, there has to be something to this, right? There's no way 10 or 12 of my colleagues are going to be lying to me, maybe one or two, but not 10 or 12. So I came home and I told my wife, and it was in February of 2008. I said, honey, we got to start implementing this concept in our life. And at that time, I found myself $984,711 in debt, almost $1 million in debt that I owed the creditors. Now, at the time, I was in the Kansas City.
Now, was that real estate debt, or was that like credit card?
That was credit card, student loans, my house loan.
Yeah.
That I had. I had a house, right, that I lived in. I also had a condo in the Lake of the Ozarks between St. Louis and Kansas City. And also, if I have a house on the lake, guess what I have to have, Gabe? I have to have a boat.
Got a boat. Right? Yeah. What's the point of having a lake house if you don't have a boat?
And I'm an airplane pilot, so I have to have an airplane. So I was almost $1 million in debt. I was able to take this concept and apply it into my life. And I was able to pay that debt off in 39 months.
Wow.
3 years and 3 months just by adding one step in my financial life. So I just became very passionate about this concept. So then in 2012, I started to teach it to others. So here we are in 2023. I've been teaching this concept around the country now for just a little over 11 years, where I do just events around the country as far as on stage, or I do a lot of virtual events as well.
Right on, man. I love it. Digging out of that kind of debt is always, you know, once you're in debt, it just seems daunting, like something that cannot be accomplished. I have this debt. It's always growing. There's interest. It just feels like a heavy blanket that is just kind of keeping you down. And so being able to get out of that, seeing a light at the end of the tunnel is something that really gives people motivation. So I'm excited about this. Let's first jump into the nitty-gritty about infinite banking, what it means, what it is, how you implement it, and then let's tie it back to real estate. This is the Real Estate Investing Club. We like to talk about investing in real estate. So talk us through the infinite banking concept. What is it, and how does it benefit people?
Yeah, got it. Well, so let me start by as you said, this is the club for real estate investors, and I have a lot of real estate myself. I have long-term rentals. I have Airbnbs, VRBOs. I also do a lot of real estate lending as well, where I have the collateral as the real estate, right? So again, I'm in the real estate world quite a bit. And so the guy that wrote a book with me, I wrote a book called Mapping Out the Millionaire Mystery. And the guy that wrote that book with me, his name is Chris Naugle, N-A-U-G-L-E. Now, a lot of you guys that are in the real estate world may have heard of Chris Naugle. He's very active in real estate. He lives in Buffalo, New York. He has been on two TV shows, one on House Unearthed, another one on HGTV called Risky Builders. So if you're not following Chris, I would definitely do that. Just go to chrisnaugle.com. But anyway, the infinite banking concept is all about just adding one step to your financial life. So anybody that has any debt or expense in their life or any investments, which this is the real estate investment club. So you guys invest in real estate. So I'm just going to show you one simple step of all you're going to do is add to your financial life. And now what you're going to be able to do is recycle and recapture all of those dollars that are going out. So in other words, Gabe, the thing that we do anytime that there is an investment made, let's say I want to go out and buy a piece of investment property. Let's say if I want to do, a real estate loan. So what I got to do is I got to take my money and I have to give that money to whoever I'm purchasing that real estate from. So they get the money, I get the real estate. Transaction is over. Everybody goes home happy. Yes. I mean, again, that's just right. It's just kind of what we do. But by adding this one step in our life, which is called the infinite banking concept, now the thing I'm able to do is I'm able to pay the money for the real estate. And I'm going to have the real estate. So they got the money, I got the real estate. But now I have a process, a system, and a concept to get all of that money back. So that money never leaves my family. The growth on the money that I just paid for that real estate, it's still continuing to grow, even though I purchased the property. Now, I'm going to give you a client and also a colleague on our team. He's located in Phoenix, Arizona. His name is Devin Burr, and he's very big on Instagram, TikTok, all social media. He goes by, so his sign is Mr. Burr. It's MR_Burr. It's BRRRR. Okay.
You so buy, rehab, refinance, repeat.
I would suggest that you guys follow Mr. Burr. The thing he does is he shows you how he buys all of his real estate and he recycles the same money. He uses it over and over and over again. He's got lots of TikTok videos out there, lots of stuff on Instagram. He's got over 1 million followers. Go watch Devin. And so Devin is a client of mine. And again, now by adding this one step in his life, he's able to buy so much more real estate with the same money. I know it sounds crazy.
So what is that one step? I'm curious. I'm trying to fit it into my own understanding of real estate and money and how it works.
Great. So the infinite banking concept. So there's a guy that wrote a book. It's this book called Becoming Your Own Banker. The guy that wrote it, his name is R. Nelson Nash. Now, Nelson passed away in 2019, 4 years ago, at age 87. That is a book that you want to add to your wealth building library. It's called Becoming Your Own Banker. Go to Amazon, get it wherever you buy your books from. But anyway, the whole concept behind infinite banking, it's all driven. Are you ready, Gabe? I'm going to tell you the secret. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
It's all driven by whole life insurance in a mutual company that pays dividends. Now, I know a lot of listeners just checked out when I said whole life insurance, but here's the key. It's not any whole life insurance policy. It is a specifically designed, specially engineered whole life policy that has high immediate cash value. Now, I say immediate. Immediate means within 30 days. So in other words, the thing that you do is you put money into this policy, and within 30 days, you have cash access, and that's what you're going to use to buy your real estate, to do your investing. And when you add that one step in your financial life, it drastically improves just the way everything works with your money and your finances. Now, Gabe, I want to be clear. This is not any kind of policy or life insurance policy that you can buy from your brother-in-law that sells life insurance. We all have a brother-in-law that sells life insurance. I know. No, this is a specifically designed, specially engineered whole life policy in a mutual company that pays dividends, that has high immediate cash value. And I'll say one more thing. The concept is not brand new. It's not being tested. It's not on trial. It has been around for over 200 years. If all you have to do is
I'm gonna jump in real quick because I want to make sure that I understand exactly what you're talking about. And everything that gets into my mind when it comes to money, I always put it into real estate because that's the only thing I understand well.
Yeah.
And so you're talking about whole life insurance and how it's an added step that you can use in your financial life to, I'm not quite understanding how the benefit with real estate. And so I want to put it into concrete terms. Let's say I'm in self-storage. That's what I like to buy. Let's say there's a self-storage facility for $1 million that I want to buy. How does this infinite banking concept, how can I utilize this concept to improve the acquisition of that property?
Yep. Great point. So let's say you buy the self-storage unit for $1 million, right? Just, okay. So the thing just, okay. So in order to buy that self-storage unit, the thing that you have to do is either pay cash for it, or you have to bank finance it, or go out and get a loan from
seller
somebody.
Financing, anything like that.
Right.
Like
that. Seller financing. So the thing you have to do is take the money and you have to give it to somebody else. And in exchange, they're going to give you the self-storage unit. So what you do is you give them the money, they give you the self-storage unit. But instead, what we're going to do is do the same thing. All we're going to do is we're going to put money into the policy first. And then from the policy, now we're going to borrow from the policy. Now, anytime you borrow from the policy, it's not your money you're borrowing. What you're doing is putting your policy up for collateral, and you're borrowing from the general fund of the insurance company, which means all of your money is still in the policy, compounding and growing, even though that you're using the money. So there's no interruption of the compound interest. So all we've done is we've added one step in buying that self-storage unit. One step. So now the thing you do is you borrow that money, and now you go make the purchase on the self-storage unit, okay? So if you would borrow the money, let's say from a hard money lender or conventional bank or private financing, what you have to do, Gabe, is you have to pay them back with interest, right? You have to pay them back with interest. So now what we're doing is instead of you paying them back with interest, you're paying yourself back with interest. So now what you've done is you've become the bank. You have become the bank. So all that money is within a closed system. There is no money being leaked out to anyone else. You are in total control. And when you do that, what you're doing is you're recycling and recapturing all of the money that's going out to other people. Now, the concept has been taught in a book by Robert Kiyosaki called Second Chance. So anybody that's ever read that book called Second Chance, and I know most of your real estate investors know who Robert Kiyosaki is, he explains the exact concept that I teach in that book, Second Chance. But the problem is they make it so difficult to understand it. People read it and they don't understand what in the heck it means, so they just move on.
Right.
Another book by Tony Robbins called Money Master the Game. In chapter 5.4 of that Tony Robbins book, this is exactly the concept that he's talking about. This is what I teach, is exactly what Tony Robbins is telling you to do in chapter 5.4 of that book.
Gotcha. Okay. So I think I understand. So I don't quite understand. If you put the money into a whole life insurance plan, does the life insurance plan, it pays you out? I don't know anything about life insurance plans.
Yes. So
I don't have one myself.
I'm with you. And so most people don't know about it. They've never heard about it. Most of your listeners probably don't know about it at all. But so let me just say the concept has been around for over 200 years. The Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, Morgan Stanleys, and Barclays, if you research them and if you look to see how they built wealth, this is the concept that they use. This is how Walt Disney started Disneyland. It's how basically Ray Kroc got started in McDonald's. You're recapturing the money. So Gabe, the thing that you said is exactly right. You're putting money into the policy. And then from the policy, what you're doing is you're borrowing from the general fund of the policy while all of your money is still growing and compounding. A huge thing when there's no interruption in the compounding effect.
So if I were to, going back to that example of the self-storage facility, $1 million, let's say I go to a bank, I'm going to get bank financing, you know, standard bank financing, put 35% down, so $350,000. Will the bank allow you as the buyer of the property to put a collateralized asset as the down payment for their collateralized
loan? Absolutely. As a matter of fact, banks love this. They love this more than anything else because in a whole life policy in a mutual company that pays dividends, the value of the policy only goes up. It gets better every day. It can never go down. Hmm. Never, ever, ever go down. In your contract, before you sign, pay, and accept the policy, you will see the contract and the numbers go up each and every day. Today's better than yesterday. Tomorrow is better than today. So the banks love this. If you take this to a bank and collateralize it with the bank, they love it because there's no better collateral for a bank than cash. So, but you don't have to take this to a bank and ask them because you have got the access of the money from the general fund of the insurance company. Because, Gabe, here's what happens. Whenever you buy a policy, it has a death benefit and it has a cash value. The death benefit in this policy is always greater than the cash value. And you are guaranteed to die, pass, graduate. Whatever word you like to use, it's not an if, but it's a when. So even if you borrow the money out from the insurance company, which is what my clients do, I have over 7,000 clients in every state of the country. They borrow from the general fund of the insurance company and they use it to invest in their real estate or anything they want to do, right? I mean, it doesn't just have to be real estate, but this is the real estate investing club. So that's what we're talking about. But it could be for anything because the insurance company never, never asks you, why do you want to take out a policy loan? And you never have to pay the policy loan back that you take because the death benefit is always higher than the cash value. And as I said, you're guaranteed to pass, die, or graduate. So let's just say if you maximize the policy loan, let's just say you took every dollar out you could in the policy, the insurance company doesn't care because when you die, that loan is going to get paid out. It's going to get paid back because they're giving you the money while you're living. Instead of most of us, when we think about life insurance, we're thinking, okay, well, life insurance is great for the next generation. No. This is about you using the money while you're living. The death benefit will pay off the policy loan if there is any. And the additional money will go to your beneficiaries tax-free. It's all about tax-free growth, growing in an internal environment, and the government's completely out of your hair.
Well, I am all about deferring taxes on this podcast. We've talked about it a few times. Sounds like a great concept. Sounds like something I definitely have to look more into myself, and I'm sure other people want to as well. We're going to get you guys that information at the end of the show, but I just took a peek at the clock. We have run it down, so I do have to push us on a little bit here. Let's see, we got no time, so I'm going to push us back into the quick question round. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. It starts with books. I'm a big bookie, so give me two recommendations, one for general life wisdom, one for real estate specific.
Oh my gosh. Well, of course, the book called Becoming Your Own Maker by Nelson Nash. And he wrote a couple other ones too, called The Case for IBC and Warehouse of Wealth. You know, probably one of my most favorite books that a colleague sent me in the mail. And so normally I tell people never send a book to somebody for free, because if they don't buy it, they don't value it, right? And they don't read it. But there's a book out there by Dan Sullivan called Who Not How. And it was actually written by Benjamin Hardy, you know, because if you read the book Who Not How, you'll know why Benjamin Hardy read the book. But I'm a big Dan Sullivan fan. I'm a big believer in Zig Ziglar. Anything that you can get from the late Zig Ziglar.
He was the first like motivational guy that, or, you know, self-development kind of guy that I've read and listened to. And I loved Zig Ziglar. He had some good stuff.
So I remember, Gabe. Anyway, so I was in the seventh grade, and there was this course that I took. Now, again, I was in the seventh grade, and so I was born in 1967. So what was that? Maybe 78, 79. And there was a class that I took, and it was all about Zig Ziglar, and it was called I Can, I-C-A-N, I Can. So I became a fan ever since then. But the late Zig Ziglar, he says this, and so this is my motto that I live by. If you help enough other people get what they want, you'll end up getting what you want. Yeah, so it's all about serving others.
Yeah, that's a good one. I love it. All right, I'm going to move us on to the next question, and this is for your younger self. So let's go back to the Brent who had no experience with the infinite banking, no experience in real estate. He was just out there doing his thing. Go back to him, look him in the eye, give him one piece of advice moving forward.
One piece of advice is basically three things you got to have in your life. Number one is mindset. Number two is systems. Number three is mentors, right? So the thing you have to do is you have to have the right mindset, because of the stuff that goes on and what we do, a lot of this is outside of the box thinking. This is not normal stuff that's being taught in schools, or it's not what your parents did, your grandparents, your friends, your colleagues, and your coworkers are doing. So you have to be able to have that paradigm shift and have the mindset. The next thing is a system. You have to have a system for whatever it is you're going to do. There has to be some kind of a system. And if you don't have one, you better get one, because it's not going to last if you don't. And number three is mentors. Have a mentor. You know, go and watch somebody is doing just what you want to do, or go follow somebody that has what you want to have. I don't take any advice from my broke-ass brother-in-law, right? I just don't, really. So again, so all the time he gives me advice, but I don't necessarily take that advice because I don't want to be there. So watch what other people are doing. Watch what successful people are doing and have them as a mentor. Even if it's not a personal coach, like I know Dan Sullivan is a personal coach. Another guy named Randy Garn is a personal coach, you know? So there's personal coaches that you can get and hire and pay big money for it. But it's okay if you don't have the money to hire them. Just go and watch and research everything that they do. Just like in the whole real estate world, you know, I always tell people, go follow Chris Noggle. The guy's had TV shows. He has hundreds of properties in real estate, and he shows you what to do, what not to do. I mean, right? Those are the type of people that I'm watching for and looking out for.
Absolutely. I love that. Mindset, systems, mentors. I feel like that is a those three things definitely serve as pillars to really get your life moving forward. Actually, I was at a game night with a bunch of friends last night, and we were talking about how, well, we were just talking about how crazy the world is and how a few people in our family have some pretty extreme beliefs. And we were thinking, like, you know, it's really just because they are surrounded by people who hold those beliefs and they don't really question them. So if you surround yourself with people who have beliefs that you want to you know, really embody in your own life, you will become those beliefs. I really like that sentiment. I like that, that way of living. So love that.
Can I make just one other suggestion on that, which is really pretty cool. So anyway, the thing we talked about is Kiyosaki, Robert Kiyosaki. Well, anyway, so he has this game out, and I forget what it is. It's kind of like a Monopoly game. It's in a, I'm sorry, what?
The cash flow quadrant.
Yeah. The cash flow quadrant. That's it. So there are groups around the country that actually play that game. Oh, go nice. Find those groups and get in that game night. Those are probably the people you want to hang around.
Hell yeah. Those game and real estate, board games and real estate. That's my people right there. I love it.
There you go.
All right. This next question is about, we didn't even talk about your real estate, but we're getting into it right now because this next question is about deals. The first step in a real estate transaction is finding that deal in the first place. So what is your favorite way to find good deals?
So you know what? A lot of the deals that I found are through some just either clients or colleagues that are very active in real estate, and that's what they do, and I've learned from them. So like Chris Noggle has this thing called the Private Money Club. I think it's theprivatemoneyclub.com. Don't hold me to that. But it's like kind of like I kind of call it, so kind of like a match.com for people that want to borrow and lend money. It's like a dating service for borrowers and lenders, right? Where borrowers come together with lenders, lenders come together with borrowers. I have a great guy that I do a lot of big real estate developments, with. I don't get involved in the development itself, but I'm the lender. So I lend the money. And this guy named Rob, I'll just call him Rob. He's in Salt Lake City, Utah. He has lots of projects where he's looking for people to loan that are looking to loan money. They want to loan money.
Relationships, it sounds like. That is one of the best way to find good deals is having good relationships, having a network out there that you really are in contact with and can bring you those the types of deals that you're looking for. You know, every deal, every stage of your investing career, the type of deal that you want is going to change. So it sounds like you got that relationship in place. And that's,
And then, Gabe, I would say for myself, I mean, really, I don't like to be in any other position than first position on any money that I lend. Now, I'm not saying it's bad to be in second position. It's just not for me. Mm-hmm. I'm a big believer. If I'm not first, I'm last, right? I want to be in number one position with nobody ahead of me, which that means sometimes I'll take the lower interest rate on a deal because a lot of times people will come to you with deals and say, I'm going to give you 20%, 22%, 25%. Usually, if it sounds too good to be true, most of the time it is. So I would really do your due diligence and kind of peel back the onion and see what's going on, right? I always say pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered. So I don't want to be the hog. I just want to be the pig.
I like that. All right. Next question again about real estate. This is about the US. It's a big place. There's a lot of square miles out there. So give me one metro you're most excited about investing in today.
Well, I only want to invest in areas that I know. Okay. I don't want to go somewhere that I don't know at all. So I stick around just a few zip codes. I do the Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri around that area. I do Florida. I do the West Coast and the East Coast of Florida. So those for me are my primaries. Now I do have a real estate property up in New York, in Buffalo, New York. I have some out in Island Park, Idaho as well. But I like to kind of stay where I know the area, and I like to tell people I'm a Zillow nerd. I'll go on about four or five zip codes every morning, every day I do. Well, I can't say it's always morning, but it's at least once a day or every other day. I'll go to Zillow.com and I'll plug in those zip codes and I'll see what's going on in those zip codes. Are they going out? Are they going down? What's going on with the property? And then I'm very lucky to have been able over the last 10, 12 years to surround myself with people that are way, way smarter in real estate than I am. So I'm happy to turn you on to those people as well.
Nice. I love it. And I like that you're really focused in on zip codes. That's kind of something that I'm realizing more and more as I get further into my career, that focusing in specifically on one or two metros is a lot better than having properties all over the country, just because you got to build a team. And the teams are, you know, they're built in small locations. It's better to have 10 properties in one city than, you know, 20 properties across the US, because that is going to be a nightmare to manage.
I totally agree.
All right. And that leads us to the last question. And this is for the listeners. You've given us a lot to think about. I'm sure people want to reach out, learn about the infinite bank concept, learn about the whole life insurance that you've been talking about. So what do you offer, and how can people get in contact with you?
Yeah, well, So again, the concept that I teach, I know it's a lot to it. And the thing I do is on our website is themoneymultiplier.com. So www.the, and then the word moneymultiplier.com. All you have to do is go on there and click and just find where it says watch Brent now. And I have a full 90 plus minute recorded presentation on how this works. Yes, I know it's 90 minutes and you guys don't want to watch 90 minutes. But remember, everybody, this is not about, all right? So anyway, this is your life. This is your financial life. So you may have to skip like an episode of The Bachelor or American Idol, or you may
never
have to skip
The Bachelor. You can't skip The Bachelor.
Or you may not have to skip household. Your kid's soccer practice.
Yeah, but there you
need to watch the information because it is a paradigm shift. And after you watch it, you'll know why I had you watch it. So just go to the website, themoneymultiplier.com, click on presentation, I think it is, or watch Brent now. And then also, Gabe, I'd like to offer you this ebook that Chris Noggle and I wrote. Right here, it's called Mapping Out the Millionaire Mystery. We wrote it a few years ago, and anybody, all you got to do is go to our website or just send me an email to Brent, B-R-E-N-T, right? There's my first name, Brent@themoneymultiplier.com, and I will send you the ebook, and I'll send you the full recorded presentation as well if you want that. So I'll offer that to all of your listeners. And you can also Google my name, YouTube my name. There's tons of information out there on me.
Perfect. All right. So that is Brent at themoneymultiplier.com. Also themoneymultiplier.com. I will put those links in the show notes. You guys just click a little more in the description. It'll pull down that full description. In there, you can find the links. You can find the link. Go to themoneymultiplier.com to find that 90-minute video. Watch that. Get the ebook. Get all that jazz. And let's all learn a little bit more about whole life insurance. So, Brent, I am super thankful that you came on here. Thank you very much for hopping on the show.
Hey, Gabe, thank you so much. Thank you very much. I'm very grateful to be here, and I appreciate you inviting me on.
Absolutely. For everybody who's here with us today, thank you guys for showing up. You are the reason we do this. So if you guys have any questions whatsoever, reach out to me, Gabe, at therealestateinvestingclub.com. And if you guys want to support the show, all we ask is you give us a like, subscribe, share, all that jazz. Other than that, I hope you guys have an absolutely fantastic week. Keep rocking real estate, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. All right, before I officially sign off, I have a quick announcement to make. If you're interested in becoming a passive investor in one of my deals, my own company, Kaizen Properties, is looking for capital partners for our upcoming projects. We invest in what are known as recession-resistant assets, mainly self-storage facilities, mobile home and RV parks, and industrial properties. If you're interested in investing and would like to learn a little bit more about my company, our investing criteria, and some of the previous projects we've done, go to the Real Estate Investing Club podcast at therealestateinvestingclub.com and scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page. Click on the Invest With Us button. That'll pop up the investor form. Fill that out and we will reach back out to you as soon as we can. Or if you prefer a little bit more of a personal touch, you can reach out to me at gabe@therealestateinvestingclub.com. So really, that is it. Again, it was a pleasure hanging out with you guys during this episode, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.